I'm Laura Winters. Police in Seattle on the hunt for two alleged suspects. USA's Jerry Barmash with the very latest.
Police in Seattle are looking for at least two suspects in a shooting that wounded five people in a community outreach event. Seattle Police Chief Adrian Diaz says the gunfire erupted at a gathering that was intended to provide people in the neighborhood a safe space as a deterrent to violence.
We have five victims. Two are in critical condition. Three appear to be stable. Right now, four victims were transported to Harborview. One victim was treated at the scene and released.
Diaz says dozens and dozens of rounds were fired. I'm Jerry Barmash.
Turning now to the weather, some relief from the massive heat.
Cooler temperatures are moving in with heat advisories expiring from New Jersey to Missouri. And in the southwest, Phoenix is finally getting a break.
We're finally going to break that 110-degree streak, hopefully Monday, with a high of 109, chance of storms again.
Meteorologist Paul Horton of Arizona's Family News says showers and storms are arriving on Sunday. Phoenix has been 110 degrees or hotter for more than four straight weeks. I'm Jeremy Scott.
Lawmakers on Capitol Hill out on the August recess.
U.S. lawmakers left town Thursday after the House passed only one of a dozen appropriations bills, and none have cleared the Senate. So to avoid a government shutdown, House and Senate leaders will have to resolve some major differences still. Democratic Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said at a news conference the House and Senate are worlds apart when it comes to the appropriations process. While Republican House Speaker Kevin McCarthy said he doesn't want to see a government shutdown, saying his focus will be on finding common ground. I'm Scott Carr.
And all you need is $2 and a whole lot of luck. The Mega Millions jackpot coming up this Tuesday night, hitting the $1 billion mark after no one hit all five numbers in the Mega Ball on Friday night. This is USA News.
Everything is expensive right now. Gas, food, you name it. You're spending more, you are making the same or less money. So, what do? You rack up credit card debt. That's what you do. It's not your fault. It's the economy. And guess what? If you rack up too much credit card debt like some of us, you can't pay your bills. Then the credit card companies, as nice as they are, start hounding you for money. Then you start your downward spiral. A smart thing for you to do is to call the Zero Debt. They can help you consolidate all your credit card bills into one affordable payment. Millions of people have done it. It works to make you debt-free. Make this free call right now. It costs you nothing to learn more.
800-503-7846. 800-503-7846. 800-503-7846. That's 800-503-7846.
SpaceX back in the news.
SpaceX is running its latest Starship test without environmental permits. On Friday, Elon Musk's aerospace company tested a new flame deflector system in southern Texas, but CNBC reports the company never applied for the permits that allow it to discharge processed wastewater into the surrounding area. That excess water is considered a regulated pollutant under the Clean Water Act due to the chemicals, silt, and heat that could degrade nearby wetlands. The Texas Commission on Environmental Quality says it's the responsibility of the business owners to figure out if they'll need a wastewater permit. So far, SpaceX hasn't commented on why it's allowing testing without permits. Tammy Trujillo.
President Biden finally admits he has a seventh grandchild. The first family telling People magazine they are acknowledging a four-year-old granddaughter named Navy that Hunter had with a former D.C. stripper, London Roberts. Biden telling People magazine, Jill and I only want what is best for all of our grandchildren, including Navy. Until now, Biden had not publicly acknowledged Navy. During the White House's Take Your Child to Work Day back in April, the president saying, I have six grandchildren and I'm crazy about them. Now, as the election nears, a change in tune. And a check now on entertainment news.
Hey, Barbie.
Hey.
Barbie and Oppenheimer expected to have another really big weekend. Barbie projected now to cross the $700 million mark worldwide. It already secured the biggest week in history for a Warner Brothers film. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Call 800-215-2418. 800-215-2418. 800-215-2418.